Psalm 115 this morning. In King James, verse 18 says, "But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore." Praise the Lord. Let's look at three words. First, let's look at the word bless. These are instructions to us. This is what we're supposed to do. The Hebrew word is barak, and it means to bless, to salute, to praise, to kneel down, to congratulate, to make known, to bless God as an act of worship.
Amen.
It's okay to put your hands up in church. To bless him. Amen. He looks down and he smiles. He says, "I like that congregation. I like that congregation because, you know, when they put their hands up in the air, they're saying, 'I'm paying attention to you, God.'" That's what we do. When we put our hands up, we say, "We're paying attention to you and our eyes are fixed on you during this worship service." Let's look at the second word. The second word is forevermore. I'll praise him now and I'll praise him forevermore. It means foreverlasting. It carries the connotation of perpetual motion of praise. Always, the word always, the word eternity applies to this Hebrew word. We are going to praise him right now today. But we're not stopping today. We're going to praise him all through eternity. Amen. So this is just practice session, right? Then let's look at the Hebrew word for praise. We've looked at this word before, but I continually remind myself of it. And so I'm reminding you too today. The word is halal. And it means to praise, to glory. Now I'm going to get radical. To boast. To be mad, to shine, to be foolish, to be a fool, to be commended, to celebrate. It means to make a clear sound of praise to God. It means to shine, to even shine with praise. It means to make a show or boast, to celebrate, to give out light. Wow! The Hebrew words are just fantastic, aren't they? We see the word praise, pronounced praise, and that's just a tiny bit of what the actual Hebrew meaning of that word is. And God wants us to experience and enter into. The word even connotates marriage in the Hebrew. I want to be married to you. I want to be married to you, Lord Jesus. I want to be the bride of Christ. I want to be a part of you. I want you to be a part of me. It means to sing, to proclaim worthy. Amen. A pretty good verse, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We can put that one in our pipe and smoke it this morning. It's okay to smoke praise words and Hebrew words. To take them in. To take them in and then in. Inhale the revelation of what we've read, to inhale it out to God. Amen. I love it. Let's stand. And now that you know what the King James says, you know the Hebrew, let's read it together from the Message and see if Peterson got even close, okay? "But we bless God." Oh, yes. "We bless him now. We bless him always. Hallelujah." Amen. I think he was right on, don't you? Okay, let's do it. Let's praise him. Let's exhale out the revelation that we've just heard.
Amen. Amen.